review teams and the policy development process interact properly, because this is not the only case. The WHOIS review, the next WHOIS review is about to start, and we have the next gen RDS policy going on right now. And I can't slow down to the point that we need to like do everything in series. So it has to be possible that we provide the right inputs that you need in order to eventually produce the proper policy outcomes. And that means that you should treat us as an extension of your work, or a predicate to your work. And that means that, you know, like you said, if there's stuff that you're going to want out of this review, or out of interviews with, you know, out of our data gathering exercises, out of interviews with applicants, et cetera, like, we just need to know that, and then we can make sure we get you the right stuff. And in the meantime, you guys should focus on, like, the questions that aren't going to be impacted by this review, and then it will all sort of come nicely together at the end.
First next step is to get together and figure out what are those issues. What are those issues we can get started on right away, and what are those that now you know what we're looking at. I don't yet know what you're looking at.
We're about to get
them. Right. So that's good. So I'll be there. It's also why you'll see me remote in on a bunch of the calls, so I can, at least for my own education, figure out what you all are doing. But yeah, I think that's probably the next step.
I think so.
Let's go ahead. Make it quick, because we're trying to get out of here, I think.
Yes, I don't see the conflict. I think we are asking different questions. It's not so much how to divide the issues, but I don't see so much conflict. We expanded the space. Was it good policy or not? We expanded the space, but nobody's using the names. Is it a faulty policy or is it a market structure? So I think each issue can be addressed by both groups simultaneously under very good coordination. So I see no conflict in having the two groups.
One thing that
parallel.
Might be, look, there are, and again, I don't know if you've discussed this at all, but there are some brands that are asking for another chance to apply. Is that something you all are looking at, not looking at? You're fine with going straight to having the GNSO develop policy on that? Because I think that... Well, look, I heard what you said. There's no one using the space, but certain... Yeah, anyway, there are debates that could be had about what use of the space is. So I guess my last point is that if you're not concerned with brands or others, then is that something that the GNSO can then take up to see if that's something we can move forward with, rather than waiting 5-6 years or however long this all will take?
We're still...
So I'm sorry, just since we're wrapping up here, tomorrow, as a reminder, you're starting at 9 a.m. in the Diamant room with Jeff's PDP working group.
Yes, that's,
we will not be in this room. It's in.
So you're going to get the registration desk area? So if you're at the convention center looking at the registration, it's right to the left, down, it's like down a little set of stairs, it's right there.